I want to let you know I really love y'all out there. And I always want to let you know what vibe I'm on. So sit back and relax and listen to the smooth sounds of Miss Jilly from Philly. I forgot about you out there. See you, baby. Jill Scott. Well, let's get this Tuesday podcast started off correctly. Hey, you know what? I did change the podcast to Tuesday. Maybe I should have made an announcement or something. Maybe that would have been a good idea. But nevertheless, testing 143, testing 143. It is all love, baby. What a great way to just start Tuesday off. What a nice mellow. See, sometimes on Mondays I needed to get you hyped, but maybe on Tuesdays I can just take you through an array of vibes. But I want to thank each and every person who has tuned in to this podcast. Your support has not gone unnoticed. I am so thankful for you. If you're listening to me for the first time, thank you. If you've been on this journey for a while, continue. Thanks. You can catch me on all DSPs, all streaming platforms. And what I need you to do when you come to those platforms, wherever you are consuming this podcast, you can first of all, I need you to subscribe. Then I need you to download. Then I need you to stream. I need you to like, share, retweet. When you see me on social media, you can find me on all social media platforms, Ken Corner. And that is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And you can also reach me at www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. And I just want to thank you for tuning in to episode number 47. Man, Jilly got me in a real, real great mood right now. So if I get the deep FM radio voice, night radio voice on, it's because of that. How can you really be overly hyped when Jill Scott is singing to you like that, and she says, "I'm your woman." Like, do you just want somebody as a man? You want a female just to sing that to you. Now, you got to be able to sing as a female. You cannot have a voice like this, talk about, "I'm your woman." No, you need a nice Jilly from Philly voice singing that to you. It just does something to you. So, yes, I am so grateful. And the last thing with this podcast, please tell four people. Share. So I have a lot to get to. So let's go ahead and get into it. First and foremost, my XFL team that I picked from the beginning is doing great. And that is Houston. Man, they are really, really, really tearing it up. And yeah, man, just dealing with, you know, the Houston Rough Riders. Took on the war in Dallas, the Dallas Renegades, and it was a very good game. The XFL so far has been a very good product. I have been tuned in, and from the beginning, I picked Houston, and they're undefeated. So, oh, I didn't even say it. Okay, hold on. I did say 143 is all love, baby. Hold on. So let's see what's going on in the neighborhood that we can talk about on the corner. Jumped the gun a little bit too much, all right? Jilly just got me all discombobulated. I'm just going to keep it 100. So, yeah. So, Houston has been going. You know, Houston's been rolling strong. So, shout out to Houston. Shout out to Houston. So, again, it's a lot to get to. So, let me get started. Now, Chris. Oh, shoot. I have dropped something. And, yeah. So, again, this is a one-cut podcast. And my dang old mixer board just wanted to drop. So, yeah. Great. All right. Anyway, Chris Matthews of MSNBC has announced abruptly his retirement amid scandal of inappropriate treatment, and also just he called Bernie Sanders, you know, thing a Nazi. Like, it. Chris Matthews has, you know, he's kind of been a bad boy, so he's retiring. So, hey, peace out. But, man, my homegirl, man, Judge Judy is retiring. Our show after 25 years, this season will be 25 seasons. This will be her last season. And Judge Judy, I'm not going to lie, is one of those. I don't know why I keep prefacing, not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you. Judge Judy is one of those shows that, you know, I did watch off and on. You know, when it first came out, you know, all the Judge shows were out. Hers was the most authentic one, because Judge Judy will let you have it. And so after 25 years, she is going to go ahead and lay it down and, you know, go into something different. So appreciate you, Judge Judy. Was a fan of your show. Much love and success to you and all those things when, you know, on your next venture in life. I don't know. In a political realm, Buttigieg, and let me look up this woman's name, because I can never remember her name. But Buttigieg has went on and dropped out of the race. He is now endorsing Biden, and Biden won the South Carolina primaries. And the lady out of Minnesota, I don't know why, I can't never remember her name. And that's, like, really disrespectful, because, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, I just never particularly cared for her, so I just never. And it's not a woman thing. Here it is. Amy Klobuchar. I can never pronounce her. Miss Amy. I'm just going to say Miss Amy. She's also endorsing Biden. So I'm just, you know, I'm a Bernie fan. And what I'm seeing now is the establishment is, in my personal opinion, is coming together to stop Bernie Sanders. And it's sad, because I think that Bernie is really offering what the people really want, in my personal opinion. And when we say the people, let me rephrase that, because I don't like when people say that. There are a lot of people who like what Bernie Sanders is saying. I like what Bernie Sanders is saying. Universal health care, taxing on the highest percent. You know, it's a lot of things fundamentally I agree with Bernie Sanders, and it's really more revolutionary. And this is the thing that I find funny about the you know, those that oppose Bernie Sanders, at least in my circle, people know that the status quo has to change, but they're willing to vote for somebody who represents status quo because they feel Bernie. They said, we don't need a revolution now. We just need to beat Trump. You got to beat Trump with a revolution. Status quo can no longer be it. One thing I will give President Trump credit for is that he's not status quo. And that, what I don't understand is why Democrats want to go back to status quo. Whether you agree with him or not, he's doing things so unorthodox that, in my personal opinion, it actually is really paving the way for somebody with, you know, more radical ideas to shake up what is fundamentally wrong with the system in the government. So why would you want to pick somebody who really is of that old guard type of thinking and that old guard type of action? So I just think that it's going to be all hands on deck to beat Bernie. And yeah, so, you know, we'll see how it, you know, plays out. But no matter what your belief is and whoever you want to support, that's just me. I'm not going to get into a big argument with people over it because it's no sense of trying to convince somebody who has already made up his or her mind what they're going to do. But the thing that I do encourage is that you go out and vote. And that is the thing. Go out and vote. Vote for the person who you believe best suits your needs and best represents the things that you do represent. The last thing I will say about that is I do believe that Bernie Sanders needs to be pressed a lot more about black issues. I was reading somewhere, and please forgive me that I did not jot that down, and that's not good. But I was reading somewhere, out of all of the candidates, he is pressed the least or questioned the least when it comes to actual issues that concern African Americans. He gets the least amount of questions. And I think his track record needs to be scrutinized like everybody else's. I do know for a fact that he has. I disagree with him on the issue when it talks about reparations. I haven't really heard him speak about HBCUs. And so those are, you know, two things, you know, for me that I, you know, it's, let me stop saying, you know, two things for me that I really hold dear. And so I'm very interested to see if pressed on those issues, if he, you know, what his stance is. And so I will really be looking closely, and I'll, you know, and it's a good thing to scrutinize your own candidate. I mean, if you don't look at this, and to me, this is a life lesson, even in the things that you love, even the things that you support, if you don't scrutinize it, take a critical eye at it, I mean, you're just going to be sitting there just with the, you know, to me, being one of the mindless, mindless and just narrow view people that only supports what you believe in, and you don't take the time to actually do research to find some things that you don't like so that you can help your cause better. So that's just me. That's just my 2 cents, my $19.11 with it. What's else going on? Like I said, I had a lot to talk about today. I want to get right to it. We already know that Tyson Fury and Wilder will be fighting again. Wilder and Fury. Hopefully Wilder is getting his mind right. Supposedly Floyd Mayweather is offering to train him, so that he said that he can beat him. So that would be an interesting pairing, to say the least, with that. So the two things that I really want to concentrate on. But before I do that, let's go ahead and talk about one of our sponsors, and that is Stitcher Premium. Stitcher Premium, if you like this podcast and other podcasts like this one, if you like the Joe Rogan Experience, Bill Nye, The Science Guy, True Murder, and all those other great podcasts out there, we are running a promotion, and that promotion is 1 month free when you use the code, promo code KEN, capital K, capital E, capital N, and you get 1 month free. Afterwards, you have two ways to choose. You can do $4.99 a month, or you can do a yearly or annual subscription for $34.99 for the year. So again, check out Stitcher Premium and use promo code KEN, capital K, capital E, capital N. All right. This today, this week, as I'm in therapy. I've said it before. In therapy for depression and anxiety, I see a therapist once a week, and it has been a very long and very useful and very useful, and it's been really helping me. But in that, when you are revealing scars, you become a lot, for me, I become a lot more sensitive. I've become more sensitive just to everything around me. So today I was watching Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. That's another great podcast. And he had Sugar Ray Leonard on it. And when I tell you that, I believe it's about an hour, at least 40 minutes out of that hour, I was in tears. And I mean, just crying. I'm not talking about laughing. I'm just talking about crying, because Mike Tyson Sugar Ray Leonard is his idol, or one of his idols. And he was the reason, or one of the reasons why he is a boxer and became a boxer. And just to see, for me, it was, Mike Tyson is my heavyweight champion. And to see him in awe of someone else, and seeing the life of Mike Tyson take his ebbs and flows, and right now he is on a fantastic spiritual journey, it was very humbling. But it was a thing that he talked about, how he said he studied the art of war. And when I mean by the art of war, not just the book, but just all of the great conquerors, from Genghis Khan, Sun Tzu, Charlemagne, Alchemides, it's Napoleon, Alexander the Great. He studied all of these people in the art of war. But he had this thing called the art of humbleness, is where he is now. And that's one of the keys that I really want to talk about, as far as humility. And what are the things that bring you to that humility? For me, it's stripping the layers away of my ego and allowing myself the space to be critical of myself without beating myself up. And this is, for me, I do. I beat myself up. For me, I leave myself no grace, no room for error. It's not the fact that I'm wanting to be like a perfectionist in a narcissistic sort of way, or a narcissist. I don't know if it's narcissist or a narcissist sort of way. But it's just, I really want to be a good guy. I love people. I can admit, to a certain extent, can be a people pleaser. I really do value certain people's opinion of me. And when those particular people's opinion is contrary to the things that, I hold value, it hurts. I hold value in the type of work I do. I hold value in the people I serve. However, even when you're doing those things, sometimes your ego can get in the way. And for me, it was a thing of I wasn't doing it for the applause. I wasn't doing it for the recognition. However, the applause and the recognition felt good. And if I didn't get the applause and recognition from certain people, 100 people could tell me what a great job I've done. But if the one or two people that I really wanted it to tell me that didn't tell me that, my whole world was done. And with the art of humility, what it does when you are stripped of the very things that you believe define you, and you really find yourself on your knees crying and just praying to God. I liken it to the story of the prodigal son. The word prodigal in the Bible means wasteful. And, you know, the prodigal son asked for his, it's a very familiar story. The prodigal son asked for his inheritance. He said, "Hey, Dad, I want to go out here and do it on my own." He took his inheritance. And then the Bible talks about how, you know, he connected himself with different people and everything. And he blew all of his money. He blew everything. And so then he had to pretty much work for and just was being a bum. And the part of that story that always strikes a great nerve with me is when he came to himself. He was eating out of a slop where they feed the pigs and the animals. And it was at that moment when he came to himself and he realized who he was and what he came from. And I usually stop that story there because of the trip or the process that got him to that point. The process that got him to that point of stripping everything away to his bear everything for his art of humility. And humility gives you the opportunity to look at what you really have. For me, I tend to look at what I don't have versus what I do have. And when you go down that path, it is very dangerous because you don't appreciate what you do have. And the word and the terminology of appreciation is to bring greater value to than when you live. So the thing I like to use as an example is the difference between a car and a wedding ring. As soon as you drive the car off the lot, most people know it automatically depreciates in value. So even if you drive the car off and you put the best stereo in it, the best speakers, the best navigation system, automatic starter, the whole nine, put rims. Do people still put rims on car? I'm going to bring that back. I mean, you can put, you know, some Emmitt Smiths or some Kobe Bryant's, you know, rest in peace. You can put some Emmitt Smiths and some Kobe Bryant's rims. The car will never be the value that it once was. It decreases. However, in the same time, wedding rings and rings, they increase in value. They what's called appreciate. So when you don't appreciate, when you don't add value and you don't realize what you have, you can lose it. And then that's a sad, sad, sad place to be. I constantly looked at what I didn't have. I constantly look at what I've lost instead of what stayed. There were things that I did appreciate. There were people that I appreciated. I know for a fact there's a few people, several people, but a few people in particular that their lives are better off because of me. And that's not being arrogant. That's not being cocky. I know from when I met them until, and I know what I've imparted in them, and I know where they are now. They are better off. But I put my, what's the word I'm looking for? I made who I am into those people. And when those things, again, taken away, I didn't appreciate myself. I didn't add value to myself. I put that value to someone else. So when they left my life or situations left my life, then I, within myself, depreciated myself instead of saying like, no, you are, you know, you are, this is who you are. You are greatness. But it takes that art of humility to get to that point. It takes that stripping away sometimes. For some people, it takes the stripping away. It's not a good thing. The Bible says all things work together for the good. So it talks about everything working together for the good. That doesn't mean everything is good. That Bible verse doesn't mean that everything is good. It says all, it all works together for the good. So the bad situations, you know, I forgot who, I think it was Drake. You know, I have to take all the, I'm paraphrasing his bars, like, taking all the negative to make a pretty picture. It takes the negative to make the picture pretty. That's an old, cool, old school camera reference. There are no negatives now with cell phones. But yeah, man, that hot boxing episode, man, really did something to me. It really did something to me, man. It humbled me. It stripped away ego. You know, I had to admit that I did like the hand claps and I did like the pat on the backs. I liked certain things, and that didn't make me a bad person because I genuinely went into every situation and every relationship with the purest of hearts and the purest of minds and the purest of intentions. But after a while, sometimes you can believe your own press and you learn that lesson. And I learned, you know, the hard way, and I'm humbled. I'm really humbled for it. I'm thankful for the things that God has given me. I'm looking at, you know, my mom, and it's no knock on her. My mom didn't own a house. I own my house. And that within itself put me and my family in a much better position than what my mom put me in. Again, no fault of her own. She's not a bad person. She did what she had to do with the circumstances that she was put in. But she put me in a better situation so I can put my kids in a better situation. And I'm humble for that. And I'm thankful for the lessons that my mom told me. And I'm thankful for, and sometimes you do, you know, I look at my boys and I spoil them. I'm hard on my boys. I'm not going to lie. I'm hard on my boys. But I do spoil them at times, too. My boys have, and I tell them all the time, they have everything they want and everything they need, at 80% of what they want. And sometimes I can get upset when I can't get them more wants. But I always give them their needs. But I get upset because there are certain wants they don't have. See, that's, again, me looking at what they don't have versus what they do have. And I have to step back sometimes and say, no, Ken, they have everything they need. I look now in my life, Ken, I have everything I need. Yes, there are people that are gone. Yes, there are situations that are gone. Yes, there are things that happen. And in my therapy, we talk about big traumas and little traumas. And I'm dealing with a lot of big traumas. But it's helping me be humble and enjoy, and with humility, it teaches you to appreciate and enjoy each day, one day at a time. So now when people ask me, I usually say I can't complain, which I shouldn't be able to complain because I have everything I need. But I also add in, I'm just taking it one day at a time, one day at a time. And that's all I can do. I can only live for today. I can't do I can't do nothing about tomorrow except make plans, but tomorrow's not here yet. I can't do nothing about the past because it already happened. All I can do is live for today. And when you do that, you appreciate them. And so I've, you know, been, my therapist has given me some homework assignments, and a lot of that is having critical conversations with key people. And just being able to release a lot of stuff and be able to now take the critical steps and the necessary steps for continued healing. Because when you are battling depression, the least little thing can set you off. The least little thing can send you into relapse. When I was able to be diagnosed with anxiety, it is, though, that's what happens. It just, your mind races, and it's just a whole lot. And I had to take steps to get back so I can think clearly. And that doesn't make me a, a weak person, it makes me strong because I'm comfortable now to be able to talk more about it. So in the podcast to come, I want to take a time here and there just to update my fans on what's going on, and continue to pray for me. Continue to if you love me, I really could use some encouragement. I'm not gonna lie. I don't need to not to stroke my ego, but I really do. When people do chime in and say, "Hey, Ken, this particular podcast really helped me out," and that's what I'm doing it for. It's really, when you have a calling on your life, when you have a ministry, when you have those type of things that you know that was given from God, it's not for you. You go through it, but it's really to help someone else. And that at the core of my humility, that's what I'm here for. It's to help other people. It's just, it's one of those things, and I'm making this example, but I'm not calling people who are in my life and that no longer or moved on, crackheads or people in drugs or homeless people. But when you come up to somebody that's begging for money and you give that person the money, you give it to them, and then whatever they do with it, that's on them. But if you're giving it out the pureness of your heart, then that's the blessing. It's not your responsibility nor your concern what they do with it afterwards. It's the fact that you did what you were called to do. And that's how I have to continue to approach. I'm doing a much better job to protect my heart. Don't get that twisted. But with that being said, I'm still going to be me. I'm jaded. My eyes are jaded. I've been through too much, been hurt too much not to be jaded. But I'm not going to be jaded to the point where I change who I am fundamentally. And that, to me, is the art of humility. I'm going to save this next topic for next week. Have a very special guest lined up for next week, and so I want to talk to them about that and see what they what they feel about certain things. But I just hopefully that this helps someone out there. If it helped one person, that's all that matters. I know I'm speaking to people across the nation. Shout out to California to me. Y'all really love a brother out there, and I really am thankful for California. And shout out to Norway. Norway is holding me down internationally. But I know I'm speaking to people nationally and internationally, and I'm thankful for you. I don't know you, but I'm thankful for you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity and the space to be in your homes, your car, your earbuds, or wherever you are listening to this. Thank you. And I just want to continue to pray that you have a blessed and great life, and everything that you aspire to do, that you do it. I did have one, and I'm so upset I didn't say this at the beginning. Nathan Taylor, the actor who played Rollo Lawson in Sanford and Son, passed away. So suffering a heart attack, and my thoughts and prayers go out to Rollo. Man, Rollo was the man on Sanford and on Sanford and Son. So I just want to give him his proper. Yeah, he was a good man. I liked that. I liked his character. Good old Rollo. And let's make sure that's it for that. Oh, yeah, Wilona. I think I talked about Jeanette Dubois. She passed away. I don't know if I said that last week in her. So rest in peace to her. Yeah, just trying to go through real quick, making sure I didn't anybody else. Yep, that's about it. So, yeah. So I just want to, again, just thank you. You can, again, you can reach me on all social media, at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Ken's Corner. You can also reach me at my at my website, which is www.kenscorner.co, and that's www.kenscorner.co. And so with that being said, have a great week. And I love, trust, and respect you. This is Ken's Corner. Peace out.
ride, ride.